He broke his neck and became a quadriplegic for life. What happened? He looked for a deeper meaning in his experience, a deeper meaning in life. And to be around him makes you feel incredible. He's learned how to find the adventure in a smile, how to appreciate even the smallest things in life. He's now an artist. He's a poet. He writes poems with a pencil in his lips. And he does drawings. He has incredible character. He's a demonstration of the power of the human spirit. Dax had his entire body burned off, all of his skin, and he was blinded. And you know what? He's become an attorney since then. He's learned how to give his experience a meaning that is empowering instead of disempowering. This is the first lesson of life that you and I have to master. We can't communicate to anybody else until we first learn how to communicate to ourselves in an empowering way. Part of what would make us better at communicating with each other would be if we understood what we're communicating for. See, if you understand why you're doing something, you're usually a lot better at it, aren't you? But think about it. Why do you communicate? See, most people don't know the answer to this question. I was invited to come into a major Fortune 500 company, and they invited me to come in to speak for a full day. And they said, we'd like you to help us turn around this division. And they talked to me about the division and said it was terrible. And all these people that were in the division were egomaniacs, and they all took advantage of each other. And they were real haughty, and they treated each other lousy. And this is the vice president of the company telling me this. And I said, well, how do you feel about them? He said, well, I think they're jerks. I said, well, we got to start with maybe your vision of who these people are. I said, you got to understand, these people are not jerks. But you know what they do is they're behaving in a way that you don't appreciate and very few people appreciate. In fact, they don't even appreciate each other. I said, but we can turn this around. He said, well, I'm going to tell you that we've had almost everybody come in and talk to these people. Nothing's ever worked. So I thought to myself, boy, this is really inspirational. Why am I coming in here? I thought, well, it'll be a great challenge. And it really worked. And it helped me to really refine this technology. What I first did, though, is I sat down with all these people and I started finding out, why do you guys communicate? Why do you guys talk to each other? What's the purpose of communication? And then I taught them these technologies for turning it around, and it worked like magic. It's really what sold me on using this technology ongoing. But let me ask you the question, same question I asked them. Why do you communicate? Why? Think about it. What do you communicate for? Say it out loud. Say it to me back here on the tape. I'm listening to you. Why do we communicate? Well, some people say, well, I communicate to make a difference. Or I communicate because that's how you learn things. Or I communicate because it makes me grow. Or some people say, I communicate to survive. Or I communicate to get love. Some people say, I communicate to give love. Or maybe you communicate so you can have an impact. Some people communicate to try and control. Some communicate to try and understand things more. Some communicate just to release energy. Some people say, well, I communicate because communication is what life's about. Some people say, well, I communicate so I can build things. Or I communicate so I can create things. Or I communicate to get even. There's all kinds of ways to communicate. Why are you communicating? Why do you do it? Think about it. What's the purpose of communication? Very few people know the answer to this question. See, most of us in life get caught up in a habit of doing something. And we just do it that way over and over again until pretty soon we forgot why we even started, why we're even doing it in the first place. You don't want to become unconscious. Unconscious communication creates pain. It hurts you and it hurts the people around you. So stop and think, why do we communicate? We communicate, I think, for three reasons. Number one, we communicate to create a positive feeling inside of ourselves or to amplify a positive feeling we're already having. In other words, to make it even better. For example, when you're really excited about something, how come you want to tell somebody else about it? Because in telling somebody else about it, it makes you feel even better, doesn't it? It expands the feeling. It makes it even stronger usually. That's why you want to go out and share a feeling. The reason you want to share your feelings is to make yourself feel better. That's the number one reason, either to feel good right now or to take a good feeling and expand it. The second major reason you communicate is to get rid of negative feelings, to get out of a negative feeling or a negative state. See, why do you go tell someone else how you're feeling? Because you're hoping that, well, in telling them, maybe they'll tell you something back that'll change how you feel. Or if you're angry, you think, well, gosh, if I, you know, let them know how I'm feeling, you know, if I get this out of my system, then maybe I won't feel so bad anymore. So the second major reason we communicate is get out of a negative feeling. And the third reason we communicate is real simple, to create a new result. We don't like the way something's happening. We don't want this to happen. We want to change something. And how do we get ourselves to change something? We communicate it. We communicate it to ourselves. We communicate it to other people. So the purpose of communication is to create a positive feeling or amplify a positive feeling we're already having, or to get rid of a negative feeling or at least lessen it, or three, to create a new result. But I got a question for you. Why do you want to create a new result?